Hey, turn to John 10:10. Most of you know this by heart, but turn there. I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Then now the NIV says, I've come that you might have life and have it to the full. And Amplified says, may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. You know, today, God wants us to have abundance. Today, he wants us to enjoy life to the full. You know, but some people are having difficulty living life to the full today. You know, Benjamin Disraeli, if you don't know who he was one of England's prime ministers in years gone by, very great statesman. He said, every day man crucifies himself between two thieves, the regrets of yesterday and the fear of tomorrow. And we can't afford to remain in the regrets of the past, but we can't live in the fear of the future either. So I want to challenge you to live in the present, live today. You know, anybody ever remember their parents say, come here now? Do it now? Well, they were trying to motivate you to live in the now, to get it, have a get it done attitude. Psalms 118:24. I see some people still turning the pages. All right. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, if you talk to some people, they're living in yesterday. They're talking about the good old days. And I've always wondered what they're talking about because they weren't as good as they are today, as far as I'm concerned. You know, and I've lived a lot longer than most of you in here. And then some people are waiting for someday. Someday, by and by, it's all going to be better. But the Word of God says today is the day to rejoice and be glad. You know, God has designed and planned today. Today, God wants you to have all the benefits. Amen. Say it with me, today.
Today.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Tomorrow never comes. Hello, because when tomorrow gets here, it's today. So today, according to Psalms 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. See, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of healing. Today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day of protection and safety. Today is the day of overcoming. Today is the day of provision. Today is the day of favor and success. See, remember that today God's promises want to be made manifest in your life. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, today. I want to get you on the path that every day is today with God. Every day is today with God. Today is the day to rejoice and be glad. Now, turn to Hebrews 3:13. Hebrews 3:13. Wait till all of you get there on your device or in your regular printed Bible. Some of you are going to both. All right. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you harden through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold to the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpse fell in the wilderness? Remember, he called, if you go back and read Numbers 13 and 14, you'll find out that it was, he called unbelief sin. You can read it there. And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Now here, the writer of Hebrews here is making reference to the children of Israel that didn't go into the promised land. They literally hardened their hearts toward God and refused to obey God. Later, they said, when God said they had to go back to the wilderness, they tried to go into the promised land, but it was too late. And these people died in the wilderness. You see, it's because they didn't enter today. That was when God said to go in, was today. He told them, today, you go in, but they didn't go. Their testimony will be ever for me. We did not believe God, so we died in the wilderness. That's on their tombstone. So actually, the writer of the Hebrews is challenging us today when we hear the word of God, when we hear what God says, he is challenging us to believe him and to move today. Amen. You know, some people, they don't want to move today with God. They want to wait till a later time when it's a whole lot more convenient. But today, you know, unbelief today will affect what you receive from God tomorrow. Unbelief today will affect what you receive from God tomorrow. You know, unbelief kept the Israelites out of the promised land. Unbelief is what kept them out. They refused to believe what God said, and it kept them out of the promised land. Okay, our promised land is living this salvation life down here. This is our promised land. Now, a lot of people want to have, you know, stand on Jordan Stormy Banks and look across and they want to, that's heaven. No, that's this life we're living today. Because there won't be any battles to fight in heaven. But you see, what happened to the children of Israel happened examples for us. So we need to realize that we need to get with it today. When God gives us something in the Word, take it today and make it come to pass, because every day is today. Turn to your neighbor and say, every day is today. Now, today is the day when God wants to help us. Today is the day when he wants to give us healing and provision and deliverance. Look at 2 Corinthians 6:2. 2 Corinthians 6:2, okay? For he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The New English Bible says, now the day of deliverance is dawned. You see, today is the right time. Today, and this is the right hour to receive everything that God has for you. Today, living for God is of great value. If you will take the promises of God and begin to make them happen today, you'll see your life change. Don't wait for tomorrow. Okay? Now, in 1 Timothy 4:8, go turn there. I'll wait for you to get there because I want you to get a hold of this. How many of you are still with me? All right. Okay. For bodily exercise profits a little. It didn't say it didn't profit at all. It said it profits a little. It profits a bunch in the physical life. But godliness is proper for all things, having promise of the life that is coming. Is that what it says? What does it say? Now is, and of that which is to come. The New International says it like this: godliness has value for all things, holding promise for the present life and the life to come. See, living the godly life today is valuable and profitable. You know, some people think, they're always putting stuff off to the future. Some people, we just say we just got to do the best we can to make it down here. Just travel through the heat and the cold, wandering around like a beggar. Well, that's not what the Word of God says. You know, there's a great day coming. Yeah, there is a great day coming, but we're living today. And how you live today will depend on whether you get involved in the great day or not. Hello? See, I want to get your attention all zero back in on today. Because so many people, they read God's word and they say, oh yeah, he's going to bless me tomorrow. I believe he's going to bless me. No, he's going to bless you today. See, you got to get into, you got to get to the today mentality. Hello? You know, thank God for the great day coming. But godliness, it says here, is profitable, having promise for this life now. Amen. Not somewhere out here in the future. You know, the life that now is where I is. Right now, in the present life. And the life that now is where you is right now. Now I realize that's not good English. I got enough sense to know that, but it does get the point across, right? See, now is, and this is where I is right now, okay? Having a promise of the life that now is. Not going to be, not want to be, not should be, not hoping to be, now is, today. You know, if you talk to some people, they give you the impression that all the promises we have are for the, you know, the next life. Well, I'm living life now. Now, I want you to look, let's look at this a minute. Having promise of the life that now is. Having. Let's go have a little English lesson here, and I may get myself in trouble because English was a bad subject for me. Science and history, now that you come. But isn't having a present tense word? Huh? Is it? Having. Is that not a present tense word? That's not something of the past. It's not something of the future. It's a today word. Hello? Having the promise of life that now is. So, when we begin to recognize that today is the day for all of these promises, then we need to exercise our faith in the promises so that we can enjoy that abundant life today. Amen.
Hebrews 4, let's go to Hebrews 4:1.
Hebrews is way over there. Let your fingers do the walking through the pages. All right. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to you as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest, as he said. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest or enter the promises of God. Today is the day to exercise your faith in the word of God so that the promises begin to happen in your life today. Today. You know, it's important to realize that God is the God of the today. He is the God of now. He tells us about something in the future, but he says, I want you to have life now and have it more abundantly today. See, your actions today will prepare you for the opportunities of tomorrow. Now that's in the spiritual, but that can also be put into the natural realm. Your actions today will prepare you for the opportunities tomorrow. See, if you're ever going to accomplish anything, if you're ever going to have the promises of God accomplished in your life, it's time to do it today. Not sitting around waiting. You know, faith you exercise today will determine your blessing you'll walk in tomorrow. You're awful quiet. But you must be listening good. Now, the Israelites did not mix faith with what God said or the word of God. Thus, they stayed in unbelief and they didn't enter the promised land. They didn't believe they could do it. And they didn't. You know, even in the natural, I've been told this all my life. In the natural, if you believe you can, you probably will. Anybody ever heard that before? My dad used to tell me, son, if you believe you can do it, you can accomplish it. He told me that many, many times. Now, he wasn't just talking about in the spiritual realm. He was talking about in the natural realm. In the natural realm, you got to believe you can before you do, or you won't. Now, see, we need to learn to get a hold of the fact that God wants to bless us now in the day that you are living. And I realize that most of you have heard this, but some of you are from some of the old line teaching when they used to, you know, everything was in the future. How many of you have said in the churches in the old line teaching, let me see your hand, that everything was in the future when we all get to heaven someday, some happy day, by and by when the morning comes. And I see some of you laughing. Those was the songs they sang. Everything was in the future. But if you really get in and begin to study the Word of God, the Word of God is for today. And he tells us about what's going to happen over here. But what you're doing today prepares you for getting over here. Come on. You know, hey, we got to be sure that we believe what the word says today. And we've got to speak the word today.
We've got to act the word today. You know, I'm going to say it again. Realize today it is possible for you to have life to the full. These are things that we need to get up and every day and realize this is the day the Lord hath made. Today is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will have a full life today because God has promised it. See, I want to look at some stuff here. Knowing what God has given us can help us to be ready to mix our faith. So, number one, today God has given us his word. So we have the power to live in his will and receive what belongs. Hebrews, go to Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. God's given us three major things here I want to talk about. Today, he's given us his word. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word. I think I got a book back there. I think they put it in a book. I used to preach a sermon about, I just went blank. I can't remember the title now, huh? God's irresistible word, that's it. And then secondly, God has given us a faithful high priest. Hebrews 4, then drop down there to the 14th verse. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So, today we have a high priest that understands us and wants us and is being a mediator between God and man. And we preached about that, Sunday I think it was, I was talking about it. So that we today could enjoy all the benefits that God has for us. See, in the beginning, God came down and walked with his man Adam. But then Adam messed up. And God could no longer walk and talk with him. So through Jesus, we just celebrated Easter through his death, burial, and resurrection. We are now, today, we can walk and talk with God today. Thirdly, God has given us the privilege to come boldly to the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16. Drop down to 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You know, we can come boldly into the throne room. You know, some people, they act like they're second-class citizens or something. They act afraid to come in and talk to the Father God. You know, it's funny how we talk about that God is our Father, but we're afraid to go talk to him. I never was afraid to go talk to my dad, my father. I wasn't afraid to go talk to him. I just walk in his office. Yeah, I didn't even bother to check with the secretary out there. That's what they call them now. I think they call them assistants, but then back in that day they were secretaries. Isn't it funny how names change and this job is still the same? But I didn't bother to check with whichever Doris or Cheryl or Joyce. I didn't, that was his three secretaries. I didn't bother to check with them. I just walked in the office and just walked back to his office, back to where he was. Walked right through their office. Why? Because I had the privilege to do that, and I could come boldly. And because of what God did, what Jesus did for us, today we can walk into the throne room and say, hey, Father, this is what I need. We don't even have to apologize. Now, there's a second thing that you need if you're going to get into the day-to-day mentality. It's the right attitudes. The right attitudes. You know, maintaining these attitudes will help us to be ready to have God's victory today. First of all, we got to live life with a first day attitude. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, remember, you know, the first job. Remember your first day of your child's life. Remember the first day of your marriage. Man, those were exciting times, right? Well, y'all looking at me funny, but they were, as far as I was concerned. See, living with a first day attitude, you won't have any regrets. If you learn to live every day as the first day, you know, life will be a whole lot different. How many of you remember the first day after you had got saved? That was an exciting day, wasn't it? Now, then secondly, we got to live our life with a last day attitude. Coming back on the other side. See, I'm talking about a do it now attitude. Do it today attitude. You know, I've heard this before, but I'm going to use it again. You know, if you only had 24 hours to live, what would you do? I'm sure you've heard that before. I've heard it many times. And, you know, some people say, well, they suggest write down 10 most important things to you and do them. If you only had 24 hours left. But the last day attitude means that you don't put off doing something today. You do it today. You do it today. You do it with excitement. And then another attitude to live your life with, today I can. Today I can do what God said. Today I can have what God said. Today I can rise up and be who God says I am. Today I can live life to the full. Today I can live in victory. Today is the time to believe God and live His kind of life that He tells us in His Word today. Not tomorrow, not waiting for it, today. See, today, victory is possible. Today is the time to move from defeat to victory. Today, you can move from being nobody to somebody in Christ. Today. Say it again, today. Is my day. I will live life to the full because every day is today for me with God. Hallelujah. Anybody ever get anything out of this tonight? I just wanted to just give you a few little things that excite you about. Hey, it's today. You don't have to wait. Let's stand up and thank God for today, for His Word today, for His victory today, for His healing today, for all of His benefits today, right now, today. Thank you, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, take what I said tonight and put it to work. Every day is today. Hallelujah. Listen, if you are in this place, and of course, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you don't understand what we're talking about. So you need to come to the front here and turn your life over to God. Or if you need to rededicate your life to the Lord tonight, or you want somebody to pray with you about something, right here is the prayer people. Come to the front as we're dismissed. If you need to receive the Holy Spirit, if you want to have prayer for healing, whatever, any type of prayer, come to the front now. Remember all the announcements. Sunday morning right here. This, I'll be here. Will you be here? Turn around and say, and tell the people, today I'm going to enjoy the blessings of God. If you need prayer for anything, come to the front right now. Come on. Come on to the front right now. God bless you. You're dismissed.